the lower back, a lot of the time the L5-S1 level is where there's some degeneration. And in this case, there is, and it's impacting on the S1 nerve root a little bit. So we're looking for ways to unload that and to take any tension away that we can to give it the cleanest run possible. So we're checking the sciatic nerve in the back of the hip. This is where the sciatic nerve can become entrapped. And down through here, so the sciatic nerve is down underneath my thumb, and I want to bow that through this space to see where it's not moving so well. And there's some spots here where it feels great. It's nice and soft. And then we've got one spot up high here where it pushes back really hard, and he's letting me know that it's a bit sore through there as well. So we're going to treat that today using the pressure wave, and then we'll check it further down the hamstrings as well. So the pressure wave treatment down through the back of the hip here, we're using that to reduce some fibrosis around the sciatic nerve in the places where it feels like it's stuck. It takes us a couple of minutes, and we're just moving through and looking for symptoms as well, because sometimes this will generate symptoms down the leg. In Jim's case, it's going into the foot. And we're just working on those worst spots that we could find and just freeing up the mobility of that nerve.